Roger, 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 Roger. Well, that's a surprise. I wasn't quite expecting that. I was expecting Pan Am or BWIA, but I'm glad you got a safe ride home and everything. I take it your trip went, your main unit trip went well, over?
Yes, I would be accepted on Highway 2 and Houston County at the Port of Spain. I fell asleep aboard the Savannah plane, and I almost wound up in Havana, Cuba. I love it.
That's priceless, Walt. That's just priceless. Well, hey, did you ever catch up on all your paperwork you said you had to catch up on last week, Elvin?
Oh, Lord, I have a backlog of paperwork on my desk. I've been working 90 days to get it resolved. That's why you haven't heard me. May I make a suggestion, Duncan? When you find a traffic to your dissertation in California, please say that you are running medical traffic, emergency medical traffic, so the station in California won't be signing to your Roger Douglas.
Roger, Roger, Roger. Yeah, we appreciate that. Joyce has been running traffic for almost 2 hours. I just took it away from you for a minute. And I see your point because I can see I could be misinterpreted, so we'll do that, over.
Not exist, over.
Yes, we have them here.
We do have them here in the Capitol, but they're too big, and it keeps infiltrating, and so we thought maybe the Sanford Intensive Care Nursery, or UC Intensive Care Nursery, may make something smaller, or you could find out what they do their cutdowns with, over.
They do cutdowns with 22-gauge on 2 or 3 pound preemies. I've already done that much footwork, and that's what they've told me, over.
I'd rather not be optimistic at this point, Mildred. I took pictures over by the gate, and we'll see what turns out.
Okay, roger.
Roger, stand by for just a second.
I'm walking, Jeremy.
Martha says there was no slogan, it was just a picture.
Okay, that's good. Thank
you. And in that case, I did get it.
You did.
Roger.
Good. Please don't mess up the film, okay?
Well, let me confirm that before you pass it on, okay?
Well, I'll say it's hopeful, because if I don't pass it on, then it's just going to be negative next year, so...
What I can say for sure is I did definitely take a picture of a young man holding something up over by the gate, but I don't have an image of exactly what it was in my mind, and that's why I can't be certain about it. Well, I think the picture was this side of the wire up against it. It was this side of the fence wire, over.
Oh, was it the fence wire was taped onto the picture, or what?
Negative. They erected a little gate, very dramatic. Do you copy?
Roger.
Roger. It was a bona fide cyclone fence type gate with three strands of barbed wire at the top, about 6 feet tall. Copy.
Roger.
And he came over and held this picture up against it at some point, over.
Why did he do that?
Well, I can't fathom why any of this is going on, over.
You sure it's a picture of that guy, over?
Martha is willing to hang her reputation on that, Roger.
How much reputation is that, over?
That's up to you, the cage. I don't know.
I hope it's not a picture of somebody's relative here, over.
I do remember seeing a picture of number one over there.
Number one? I thought we were talking about number two.
Number two. Number one over where you are.
You talking about Claude?
Roger.
She told me it was number two.
Negative, his superior.
Oh, my goodness. Claude?
Roger.
Goodness gracious. That's terrible. That guy needs to see a psychiatrist. I can't. I mean, if that's how... That's ridiculous.
Ironically enough, the young man who was holding a poster up against the fence, I think, has been the subject of psychiatric concern before.
Who's that, Andre?
Negative copy?
Who's that, Andre?
I think so. I believe it used to be care home patient.
Roger, 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 roger. Okay, anything else for me, over?
Mark
just as worried about her reputation, over.
Well, I mean, when she thinks she's going to stake her reputation on it, and I just wondered how much reputation she had to go on, over.
Well, those of us who know her, you understand, you know.
Okay, it's the wrong quad. Okay, I had that wrong. I thought it was somebody else, so. Okay, that's even more significant. Thank you. I'll give you back to Joyce and your fact fictioner, WV694-3WA62CJ. I can do commercials between the traffic, over.
Roger, Roger, WA6CDJ, back to WV694-8R3,
and back to the nurse practitioner, Debbie.
You literally came back to the mic. I was sitting up here typing up my notes, and you had to come running back about your reputation, over.
That wasn't me, that was James.
No, that was your voice I just heard, over.
We forgive her, we all have our phones.
Roger, Roger.
Moving right along, Miss Joyce.
Well, at this rate, we should be done with this list tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that would be nice.
Okay, number one, 6 units. 1,000 milliliters.
Well, I mean, the pitchers just went together, didn't they, Elmer?
You have to see, there is... Okay. Yeah, I was just on my way down to see if I could find the little treasure. You copy?
Roger, what the thought that crossed my mind, copy?
Roger.
Perhaps that fence was there, and the young guy walked behind it carrying a picture of Oscar Wake Up. And that just happened to be a coincidental sequence of events, over.
Well, it couldn't be because that was a prop. That fence was a prop.
Okay. Good.
The whole theme is that. That it, their theme is that there is like where...
People walking around behind
you. You know, like what happened with Marvin's relatives, you know, years ago, over.
Yeah, Roger, so they were all inside the fence, over?
No, it was just a little symbol, a little gimmick. But the kid was standing there with it.
With the picture.
Okay, and he was facing there the whole time, Roger?
I don't know. See, I only saw a glimpse of it while Rudy was talking, and that's the only time I saw it, just then, it was just there. I don't know. Maybe just a few minutes, really, Roger.
Okay, but it didn't have any slogan on it, like Wake Up Oscar or anything, over?
Negative. In my opinion, all I saw was the, you know, like you do a blow-up of a photograph, over.
Roger, how big was it?
Oh, it's like wall size, maybe 2 feet by 3 feet or 3 feet by, 2 feet by 3 feet or something. You know, one of those regular standard size posters.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that before I stick my neck all the way out to near the Siberia, over.
But I don't know what relationship to the fence the picture would show it, but, I mean, that was... The two are being associated, Roger.
Okay, gotcha. That's all I need to know. The two are being associated in your minds and everybody else's. That's what I want to know. Okay, then I think you should tell that to Mary City yourself. What do you think?
Now, there is in James' mind, there is absolutely no question about it that the picture was shoved up against the fence as a demonstration over.
Good. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you. You can have Joyce now.
Okay, I'm going to go down and see, and hold your breath. I'm going to go look.
Okay, second item. Debbie, are you there?
I'm here, over.
Okay, 12 units, 1,000 milliliters, 5% B&W.
Are you there?
Negative copy.
This is
Roger, roger. You're saying that, what was your last transmission?
Negative copy.
Okay, what did you say after we talked about the bidding? I'm trying. I'm sure I can do better, too.
The stuff you've written, I think, is tremendous. I'm not just saying that, because I've read a lot of your letters and so forth, and it really shows a lot of work.
Well, I thank you, but I worry about being behind. I'm always behind.
I'm sure. Could you not be being understaffed, over?
Negative copy.
With all the work to do, I don't know how you could not but be behind, over.
That was well spoken.
Okay, well, I definitely will get back to you and hope that something can be resolved.
It wasn't anything that I rushed to ask about. I was reluctant to ask, but I felt it would be, well, very helpful and maybe necessary.
Roger, I understand. Over.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have anything further, 8-3.
Okay, James, did you get to see the late show tonight?
Negative copy, you're almost faded away.
Did you see the news tonight?
Negative, but I did hear it.
What was your impression? Over.
Fifty-fifty type coverage. Copy.
Roger. I copy. How long did it last?
I don't think more than a 2-minute spot. About that, a brief word of explanation. And then there was a statement by someone's dad and a statement by Rudy. Do you copy?
Rudy is last. Over.
Roger.
How far into the show was it shown?
I do not know. I did not catch it myself, but heard it later.
Roger. Okay. Well, sounds like we fared pretty well, considering everything.
Roger. That's the way I would evaluate it, because the introduction was not slanted, and... And both positions were aired equally, I thought, over.
That's good. It looks like there's a real disinterest in the matter at this time, over.
Roger, it just ceases to be newsworthy after a while.
I would think so. I would definitely think so. Any problems you're having? Yeah. In your area, over.
None that come to mind, over.
Well, almost everything is here now, and soon we'll have this video together, and it's going to be a real addition here. Over.
Roger. Well, we still got an awful lot here to send you, over.
You have a lot more to send, over?
Roger. I have about 4 flatbeds full out back now, copy.
Negative copy.
I've got about 35 crates ready now, copy?
Roger, roger. We certainly have a... we've been expediting the process. We've been expediting the process, and we won't be facing some of the difficulties that we had in the past because we've come to understand the process. Over.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm anxiously awaiting word on what port. What port, copy?
On what? On what?
What port to use? What port to use?
In regards to what to send, over?
Roger, when we send it, because of having a boat. You copy?
Oh, roger, roger. I do copy. Okay. There was a message, I don't know if you got it, from Thomas, that, air freight isn't worth it, you copy?
Negative copy?
I have a message from Thomas, that air freight is not worth it. It is not worth it. Over.
Roger, roger. Air freight is not worth it. I copied that.
They dropped the video. The crane operator dropped the video a few inches, and Thomas really raised a fuss over it. You copy?
Did you say the crane operator dropped the video?
A few inches, but it was I don't think there was any harm. But nevertheless, Thomas let him know that he messed up.
Yeah, about 18 rogers to that. The first one we got, do you copy?
Roger, roger, the first one you got?
Came only from Daly City, copy?
Roger, roger.
And was dropped a few inches in the process, do you copy?
Roger, roger.
And did not work. We got it replaced, over.
Oh, yes, I think I remember something about that. Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed. By the way, did anybody like Donnie order a resistor for the playback unit? Over.
Heavy QRM. Heavy QRM. I did not copy.
Did Donnie order any parts for the playback unit lately? Over.
Not lately, but a little while back he did. Over.
Okay, do you know if they got to 801 yet? Over.
Well, we sent them.
Was one of them a resistor? Over.
I'm not familiar with what, but we sent them, I think, to your location. Copy?
Roger. Okay, I'll check with him so that we can get this thing together here. It's going to make everything here, it's sort of going to put a little icing on the cake, if you know what I mean. Over.
I only copied part of that. But I think I got the gist. Those parts were marked for Donnie. I believe in a plastic pouch. Over.
Roger, roger. Donnie. Okay, I'll check in with him on that, and we'll try to have Tom or Ken fix the playback so that we can set up the rest of the unit. I guess we'll make a permanent place for it. We're going to try and make a permanent place for it. Over.
Roger, roger, roger. Has my concern about the screen been passed on?
Concern about what? Over.
The the screen for the advent video system. Roger. Be careful about the screen. Be careful with the screen because even fingerprints damage it. Even fingerprints, just a touch, damages that surface. Do you copy?
Roger. I read the manual and said that fingerprints can become permanent if they're not wiped off right away.
Over. Yeah, very, very particular kind of surface on that screen. It will have to be shielded most of the time, I guess.
The screen it was Windex, but we don't have any Windex here, and they particularly mention Windex because of its ingredients. So maybe you could send a couple bottles with the next.
Roger. Will do. Stand by for a minute. I heard 8R1 up a while ago. WB6MNH portable 8R1. Do you copy? WA6DTJ. Comparatively well. Did you get the parts I sent for the video playback machine?
Roger, I did.
Okay, stand by, 8R1. 8R3, do you still copy? Roger. 8R1. Where are the parts, and who should work on the machine?
The parts are on top of apartment M, as in Mexico. The parts were on top of apartment
M. And all the people involved, over. Roger. Make up a master list. Make it everyone friendly, even those that you only guess may be friendly, copy?
May 11th, 1978, 8:08 p.m.
Send down here, copy.
Roger. Stand by.
Okay, to all of these people who have the background on the people that were there, all of Harry's relatives who have the background on the people who were there, copy.
Roger.
And all of the people, and all of Harry's to be told about.
Because this project is sensational, over.
Also, send down to 8R1. one, copy. A copy of Leo's report, copy. Into all the, Stand by. Roger, suspend it for you, copy. Roger, that should not go in with this release, copy. Roger, that Mrs. Rogers could mention how she was shocked to see this man because this is what she has and blah, blah, copy. Roger. Okay, in regard to what I was talking about, copy. Roger. Okay, mention, you could draw up a release that would be good for Harry, and another release that would be good for every person imaginable, I mean everybody that's anybody, copy. Roger. Including all the people on, you know, you're in Harry's list in the green box, and anybody else you can think of, copy.
Walter, over.
Roger.
Okay, anything else?
Negative. I tried to find Sydney again, and he said he might be back tonight. If not tonight, it will be next week. Over.
Roger. But we'll try to do a patch as soon as we get hold of him, okay?
Roger.
The statements from Richard's mother and mother-in-law over. Roger. Okay, make sure that, could you send them down tonight, over? Not if I talk to you too long, no. Can I get a copy? We'll go through it, Lily. I'll talk to somebody else, over. Bye. Okay, Rex, can you write this down for me, please? Are you gonna take this to a case of it?
Say again?
Can you take this to a case of there's some mistake between you and everything of it? Okay, tell the people that reported last night, copy. And also, Jeremy and One, copy.
Roger.
Yeah, that, why, this is Richie, just last night. Why did you do this? Why did you put it in this light? Why did the commentator just take one side? Are you part of the, senior? Stand by.
Jim, plus one wasn't there,
Yeah, I know, but what you do with that one is just give the things that would apply, copy?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by.
Stand by.
Do you copy or understand anything that I said of it?
Just why did you put it in this light? Why one side? Over.
Yeah, why are you contributing to the party, copy?
Why are you contributing to what?
The party, over.
Roger.
The seniors, over.
Roger.
And if you don't rectify the situation, copy.
Roger.
We do know somebody that is very, one of the standby. Who is in a senior position with Harry's relatives, copy.
Roger.
And that person told us, copy, that there is a party going on, copy.
Roger.
And that we are, and if this kind of situation is a change, copy.
Roger.
Then we will take him up on the offer, copy.
Roger.
Of getting advertisement to the party, copy.
Roger. Okay, stand by now, will you? And you said plus one also, as it plus one also, Roger.
Roger, plus one only in the sense of that which would apply that about talking about the party and one of Harry's senior relatives that will give advertisement to the party, etc.
Roger.
The idea is copy.
Roger.
For both of them to know that we are aware that they're coming to the parties, over.
Roger.
Or at least it seems that way. And that, if they want to advertise, they'll advertise it, over.
Roger.
Any following me, over?
Roger.
I'm not
talking to my joy, over. You're not talking to my joy, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, Roger, one thing added to that copy.
Roger, go ahead.
About that. It's the same old
topic. Copy. I mean, we're just on about 10 minutes ago. Roger, go ahead.
Okay, one more thing.
Stand
by. Okay, back to the release you're working on, Topic. This shows the inconsistency, in other words, for inconsistency, you know, exactly, call it what it was, Topic. Of the coverage, Topic. Of the coverage, Topic.
Roger.
Because you've got somebody, you know what Margaret's profession is, over?
Right.
Profession, job, over.
Roger.
I mean, what it used to be, over?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, here is a man of strict capacity, Topic.
Roger.
Saying that everyone there had, everyone there with him.